This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're doing well. Sean and Hayes are releasing another episode from their Patreon today. This episode is from Carl Tart's podcast called Carl Calls His Cousin. If you're not familiar with the show, twice a week, Carl calls his cousin. And it's one of my favorite shows. He talks to Asan Williams, who is a music producer in LA. And in addition to talking about music and comedy and sports and food and life, Carl and Asan also just met a few years ago for the first time. So they're still getting to know each other. This is one of my favorite episodes they did. It is exclusively their food hot takes, and the ending is amazing. I'm spoiling it a little, I'm sorry. But I just unpaywalled the video for this, so if you would like to watch the video, the link for that is in the description. And if you would like to listen to more of Sean and Hayes and Carl and Asan, check out their Patreon. It's at patreon.com/theflagrantones. There are episodes 5 days a week. And there's videos 4 days a week of all of their recordings. You can check it all out there at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Now, please enjoy Carl Calls His Cousin.
You know what I think is the most overrated food item?
What's that?
Garlic.
Why do you think that?
Because...
Explain yourself.
I don't think there's any dish on earth, obviously, unless it's like a garlic fries or something like that, where like you could remove the garlic and replace it with something else, and I don't think you'd be missing it. I think garlic does more damage to food potentially than it does good.
I do not disagree with that.
Oh, wow.
This will be the food hot. No. What did I say?
You said you do not disagree with that.
Oh, no, I do disagree with that. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
This will be the food hot takes episode.
All right, I'm with that. I have a lot of those, but go ahead.
Let's go down them. Let's list them, and I'll let you know what I feel. But I'll tell you this. Some roasted garlic. The other night, Lamar made a garlic aioli.
Uh-huh.
Shit was hitting, like Marvin Hagler.
So here's my thing. Garlic aioli is usually pretty good on some kind of burger or chicken sandwich, right? But you could replace that with regular mayonnaise and be just as fine. But also, if you put too much garlic, if the garlic ratio in your aioli is off or there's too much garlic in the meal, it can ruin it.
If it's fresh garlic, okay, so the other day, I made a little garlic butter to put on, and it's from AB.
Oh, okay. I trust this man.
And I made some garlic butter to put on some lobster tail.
Mm-hmm.
And how I did it was I took like 3 tablespoons of butter, like, a little block, a nice little cube of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw a tablespoon of minced garlic in there and a tablespoon of parsley and threw that whole in the microwave, in a little microwavable safe bowl. And mixed it up and threw it on that lobster tail. And then I baked the lobster tail for 12 minutes on 400.
Mm-hmm.
The lobster tail was perfectly cooked. The garlic butter was hitting. Now, there are times where I don't want garlic.
100%.
Like, if the only option on the menu is garlic fries, I'll pass.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of garlic fries, honestly. I'd rather have some regular fries.
And usually people do something like garlic parmesan.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
That's not saying that it's nasty, because I've had it when they hot and crispy.
Yeah.
They hit. But when they get soggy, it's don't miss me with that bullshit.
Yeah. Garlic is... Now, I do like truffle stuff. Like,
oh, now, I love truffle oil. Do not
mess with it.
Do not. I don't do it. And I'm not yucking nobody's yum. But that right there, truffle.
Yeah,
man. You go to a restaurant, they be like, "We have a truffle mac and cheese." I'm like, "Can you take the truffle out?" And they see me and they go, "No, sir, we can't. That's not how we prepare food at this place. That's what it is. Like, this is a fancy restaurant.
We don't make crafts.
Yeah. You're making money now. You need to step up your palate."
Yeah.
Like, lady, how you know how much money I make?
I seen your little truck.
Yeah. I know you. She's like, I know you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you listen to podcasts? No.
Like, what? Excuse
no, me? I read credits. Like, what?
I have IMDb Pro.
Yeah.
Why?
But truffle mac and cheese, truffle fries, like that sometimes you'll go to like a fancy like cocktail bar and they'll have like finger foods.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, "You'll be off some truffle fries." It's like, no, fucking
can you just bring me some regular
fries? Can you just bring some I know y'all can make those without the truffle.
Like, we fry them in a truffle grease, so
truffle grease? That's too expensive.
I don't know if you read the sign. This is a fancy bar.
I clearly did not read the sign.
Speaking of fries, here's my number two hot take. Fries do not require ketchup.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give you that one. I do not fully disagree with that one.
Okay.
Depending on the fry. Some fries require ketchup.
Like what fries require ketchup?
Fries that are too potatoey require ketchup.
Like, dude, by potatoey, you mean thick?
Thick, but not like. Okay, so McDonald's fries right out of the fryer.
Yeah,
you don't need no ketchup.
Nah, you don't need nothing on those. Ketchup those are
just,
perfect.
Ketchup just enhances it. It enhances the flavor. That's all it is. You don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say the ketchup at the fries at Roscoe's, just cut potatoes.
I don't think I've ever had their fries before.
Of course not. Of course not. Because you know what I mean? You haven't lived a life like I lived.
Who orders fries at Roscoe's?
People who want fries. Some meals come with fries. You know, if you get the Obama special, it comes with fries or a waffle.
You get to
choose.
That. It could be
three wings and fries or three wings and a waffle. I've been there. I've gotten everything at Roscoe's. There's nothing on the menu I haven't gotten at Roscoe's.
Yeah. I do like fried chicken and fries as a side. Like, that is good. I've just never, when I'm at Roscoe's, my mouth is usually tuned up for syrup.
I want that syrup. I want a waffle when I go most of the time. But sometimes I don't.
Yeah. Mm.
Next
hot take.
Sorry, when fries get cold. They need ketchup.
I don't eat cold fries. I'll throw fries away if they're
not freezing, but like if you let's say you stop at McDonald's.
And you wait till you get home.
Mm-hmm. But you had to stop at Rite Aid to get some Tylenol and you had to stop at the gas station because I mean I'm gonna run out and I gotta be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I know I'm not gonna want to stop in the morning because I'm gonna try to get all my sleep.
Yeah.
So let me get gas now. Damn, I got this McDonald's. But at that time, by the time you get home, if your fry done got a little bit cold.
Yeah.
Like, so I like to get a Big Mac meal. And by the way, they have not brought that orange lava burst back yet. That high
season. I know. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to mark it on my calendar.
But I like to open up the Big Mac box and I like to pour the fries into the top of the box.
So the only time I really enjoy ketchup on a fry is if... One, the ketchup cannot be cold. I hate that. When the ketchup is like fresh out the fridge and you put it on fry, I hate that. I like room temperature ketchup.
Mm.
Like ketchup packet temperature. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
But the scenario where I really enjoy ketchup on a fry is like steak fries or like a like fries from a steakhouse.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if you've ever, have you had Ruth's Chris fries before?
No.
So
never
we
been
just
to Ruth's Chris.
Oh, it's good. Ruth's Chris is really good. We just had it for Valentine's Day. We because they don't do deliver, but you can go carry out. So we did that. Their fries are amazing. They're really good. But their fries are really good with ketchup because they're like a thick fry, like a really thick, like steak.
So you
fry.
Agree with me?
Yeah, I would agree with you that if it's a really, really thick fry, that's the only fry that I enjoy ketchup on, for sure.
Do you like ketchup on hash browns?
Not really, no. Also, I'm not a huge hash brown fan. If I could choose, like, I prefer a good country potato over hash browns.
Do you not like ketchup on country potatoes?
Not really. They don't really need it to
now,
me.
Now, see, it ketchup on a nice mixture of country potatoes with some cut-up onions and peppers. Ketchup or hot sauce on that? Boy, you don't know what you're missing.
I just feel like it adds another layer of flavor to the breakfast that I don't really want.
And you don't
it
have turns, to put a lot. You don't have to put a lot.
You got to drown it.
You ain't got to drown it. You ain't got to drown it. Because you are right that it... But you a little bit? Just a little squab squab?
Now what... What about ketchup on eggs? Do you be doing that?
Do not do that.
Yeah, that's
here's what I do. Here's what I do: syrup on eggs.
Oh no, Carl! Mm-hmm.
Well, see, it ain't. I don't purposely put the syrup on the eggs.
You just let
I
it just get on ha- there.
I let it get on there from the pancake, waffle, or biscuit that I'm eating on my plate.
Pancake, waffle, and or biscuit.
Yeah.
All right. Next hot take. Pickles, there's never a need for pickles on anything.
The pickles on Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and on Popeye's chicken sandwich, they enhance the flavor.
I guess maybe it's just me. I don't like pickles. Like, I don't like, I really
do you
don't
like relish?
It. I do like relish. But, okay, so I'm picky because, listen.
You probably like sauerkraut, your dumb ass.
I've never had sauerkraut. I probably would not like that. I don't like things with like very assaulting flavors. Like if the flavor is like, oh, I don't like that. That's not my shit. Like people put like Julie loves like wild mustards and stuff like that. No, give me
no.
regular
yellow. I want yellow
mustard. Yeah. Maybe a little honey mustard if I'm having chicken tenders.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't give me no gray poupon. Don't give me no brown mustard that got a bunch of horseradish in it. I don't want none of that.
I'm going to keep it funky, though.
Uh-huh.
McDonald's again. Man, I love McDonald's.
They hot mustard?
Hot mustard with the chicken nuggets? It hits. It hits.
I'm a sweet and sour guy, though. I'm a sweet and sour guy.
You could be all the guys. But
that's true. That's true.
Like, I'm all the guys, except because McDonald's barbecue is very good.
Yeah, their barbecue is good.
And the sweet and sour is good. The hot mustard is good. The only one I don't really do on the chicken nuggets is the buffalo. But I do like a double dip buffalo and ranch on the chicken selects. You remember those?
Yeah. I believe those are like the worst thing on the menu for you. That's what they said. Yeah, it was either that or the McGriddle was also one of the worst things for you.
Now here's a hot take. I know you go disagree with.
I am.
Here is how I prepare my McGriddle. All right. So I just pulled up to your checkout window.
Okay.
I mean, I just pulled up to the intercom.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you?
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
No, you got to ask if we still serving breakfast. Because, you know, we be trying to skate by.
I know.
At
10:38.
Right.
It's 10:38. Y'all still got breakfast?
No. Yes, you do.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah. Okay. Dope. Okay, so let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle combo with an extra hash brown.
Okay. And, extra hash brown. What,
juice,
what's the drink?
Orange juice instead of coffee.
Okay.
And then you give me my total, then I pull it
around. Is that all?
Let me get two apple pies.
Okay, two apple pies. All right, that brings the total to 14:38.
Damn.
Please pull up to the next window. Right. You know, all it's right. always.
Yeah.
Why are we all surprised?
Damn, what I get.
A lot of money. When you know you ordered a bunch of food and you surprised, damn, it's $13.
Damn, what I get.
You ordered 7 items, sir. You got breakfast and 2 apple pies.
And an extra hash brown.
And you know you go upgrade your orange juice to a large.
Yeah. Or sometimes you're like, let me just get, it's 10:30. It's almost 11. Let me get a
Sprite. Give me a Sprite. Yeah.
Can I get ketchup and let me get 4 jellies?
Okay, 4 jellies. Here you go. Anything else?
That's it.
Oh, okay. You now, sure?
Let me get 5 jellies. Okay. Now, let's pause the reenactment
scene.
Here.
Uh-huh.
Scene. Edit.
You got it.
Now, what did you notice about my order that you may be against?
You got an extra hash brown. First of all, I don't like the McGriddle. I'm a McMuffin guy.
You are tweaking.
One, and it's not even because of the bread, because the bread is fine. That little McGriddle cake is cool. I don't like the fluffy egg.
You tweaking.
I want that McMuffin, right. That fried, that weird circular fried egg. That shit hits. Because it'd be tweaking. Crunchy on the edges. It'd be crispy, like when you really fry an egg. That shit hard.
You tweaking, play boy.
Play boy. I'll treat y'all. So you got two hash browns. I barely even eat my hash browns sometimes, honestly.
Now, those don't need ketchup if they hot.
No, those don't at all. If I'm in the mood for a hash brown, I'll eat that first because that should be hidden when it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah, that's your pre-sandwich meal.
Yeah, before you get into it.
Yeah, I eat that before I get out the debt when I'm checking my order. Right. Do you think fast food workers get offended when you check your order before you pull off?
I don't think they get offended. I think they get annoyed.
Everything is in there. Can I get a straw? It's in the bag. Nah, because last time, shit wasn't in the bag.
I do be checking every time.
And especially right now during COVID where they be handing you a closed bag. And
right.
I'd be like, can I get a straw? It's in the bag. If this straw is in this bag.
If I remove this little sticker and open my bag and this straw ain't in here.
I'm coming. I'm shooting this place up.
Yeah. And why so many jellies?
Exactly. I knew it would catch you. I knew why it would catch four? You. That's how many I need to fulfill myself.
For what? And they all the go McGriddle. On the sandwich?
Yeah. Not at the same time.
So you want the McGriddle to be something else.
I want it to be what it is. A you delicious want a treat.
What you want is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, ain't no peanut butter on it.
So you want a jelly sandwich?
You don't eat when you get a biscuit. When you get a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, you don't put jelly on it.
I'd get a sausage and egg and cheese McMuffin, and that doesn't need jelly. Now
that is not true.
Now the breakfast that does require jelly, or not require, but the breakfast that is fire that needs jelly is Burger King breakfast. Burger King breakfast hits with jelly.
All breakfasts hit with jelly.
No,
all of them.
McMuffins is fine on their own because they're more safe.
First of all, they dry as fuck. McGriddle is the thing that needs the jelly the most. Or you gotta, because I don't like to mix the orange juice. I drink the orange juice after I'm done eating. I don't like
to wash it down.
Yeah, I don't like to take a bite of my food and then put orange juice in my mouth. That's nasty. I didn't ask for a McGriddle with my orange. But you cannot eat a McMuffin without some sort of lubricant.
I feel like that's some black shit to not drink while you're eating. All my uncles, they'll like at a cookout or something like that, they'll clean their whole plate. And then once they're done eating, they crack open their Shasta orange. Yeah. Now I need something to drink.
So wash it down.
Yeah.
You got to wash the food down because it's just sitting right there.
Yeah, like it's not in your throat, it's like not quite in your
throat.
It's
in your chest.
It's in your chest.
So you got to wash it down.
Because the food we eat, it don't agree with our bodies.
Egg McMuffin don't agree. I never get a McMuffin when I'm at McDonald's. Never, not one time. I do not like it.
Look at how we eat.
First of all, it's not just us that eats like this. Don't do us like this.
No, but it's like, man, like, why do we eat stuff that our body doesn't like?
Yo, man burps.
Boy, we stay Bom. Chugging down a glass of milk. No, we can't handle it.
Nah.
Some of that moo juice.
I drink milk when I make pancakes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I will never order that at a restaurant, though. That's weird to me.
When I get pancakes, I get milk at IHOP.
You do?
Yeah.
The milk at IHOP, so here's why I don't do it. And this is, probably the most weird shit. The milk at restaurants is never cold enough for me.
You put ice in it.
I'm not doing that.
My grandpa puts ice in his milk.
And my brother does that.
I'm not going to lie. That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But you could do it. I have done it.
Yeah, I know.
I've done it at Continental Breakfast.
My brother puts ice in his cereal.
That's wild.
You're wild.
Ice in his Frosted Flakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
he'll eat around the ice, and then he has a bowl of ice when he's done. That is wild. I don't know why. Let's see. Any other? Oh, tomatoes. You can get them all the way out of here. As a condiment, the burgers don't need a tomato. You know what I'm saying?
But some like
pizza is tight. Like, yeah, make me pizza sauce, make me ketchup, all of that.
Speaking of which, you see, Pizza Hut got the Detroit style now.
Oh,
to see what that's talking about.
Yeah. Is Pizza Hut your favorite like fast food pizza?
Nope. And here's a hot take for your ass. Oh, a lot of people seem to disagree with me.
If you say Little Caesars, I'm hanging up.
Hell no. Little Caesars. You got to eat Little Caesars in the parking lot. Because that shit, if you try to take Little Caesars home and you ain't got a hot bag, it reverts itself back into just another box. You open it up and it's just two boxes stacked on top of each other. Little Caesars is disgusting. That shit is a transformer. If you get your hot and ready and you at Kmart and you get your hot and ready, and you
after you done bugging your mom to get you a toy.
Yeah. You at Kmart. Mom, give me this football. Mom, I need this football.
No, you need to go home and do your homework.
Yeah. I need this football, Mom. I need this can of tennis balls. I used to love shit like that.
Yeah.
My mom would be like, what are you going to do with a can of tennis balls? Play with them.
Yeah, play with them.
What you mean?
What did you used to do when you was a kid?
Yeah. Oh, throw them at the wall. You ain't even throw them at my damn wall.
Breaking shit. You can't pay nothing to give it, get broke.
Yeah. But the tennis balls be $4 for a three pack or $5 for a three pack. This will keep me busy for a long time.
Yeah.
I won't be in your way. Let me get these damn tennis balls. Throw them in the couch. Trying to throw them in between the couch cushions to practice my
your fastball.
Yeah. But you stop at Little Caesars on the way out, and you get your hot and ready, and you got to eat it right then and there.
Yeah, because
that
ready.
Shit does not hold up. Ooh, it does not hold up. No, my favorite fast food pizza is Papa John's.
Papa John's is nasty, bro.
It is not. It's not nasty. I didn't yuck your yum. Don't yuck my
yum. That's true. I won't yuck your yum. I'm sorry. But even the Papa John was like, our pizza ain't good.
Papa John ain't say that. Papa John ain't say that until Shaq became the spokesperson. And that's because he's a racist.
You don't think there's something sketchy about a restaurant that has to advertise now our pizza tastes better?
That was Domino's. Domino's did that.
Oh, Domino's? That wasn't Papa John's?
No, that was Domino's.
No, Papa John's is better ingredients, better pizza.
Yes. Better ingredients, better pizza, meaning
they've
been
saying that from jump.
They've been saying that from jump. That's been a slogan. Domino's was the one that was like, we just have to be honest with ourselves. We messed up. And they were showing opening the pizza box and the cheese was stuck to the top of the box. And we weren't taking care. We had to change the recipe of our pizza. That was Domino's, which I never fuck with.
Yeah.
But I tell you, when I was 14 and my homeboys Russell and Jovan would come to the house, and because my mom like our house was always, I have a young mom. She liked to go out. Yeah. And so she'd be like, call Russell and Jovan, tell them to come over. Y'all can order some pizzas. Them little thin crust that you would get from Domino's back in the day. I liked their pizza before they changed the recipe. I haven't eaten Domino's probably since high school.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no. The only time I ever ate Domino's pizza is if it was like like some team I was on provided Domino's pizza at the team dinner or something.
Yeah. Domino's been whack. Domino's was the pizza at our high school. So we ate it.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
And we were loaded with ranch.
You had to.
Like,
yeah,
there was these big containers that you would squeeze ranch, like, because they had these big salads too at our high school that you could get for lunch. And so you just scat. You know, like everybody just walking around with them little LAUSD plates of a piece of pizza or two pieces of pizza and just covered in ranch. That used to be good.
Did you used to have the pizza breads, like the French bread pizza?
Yeah, but those by the time good. We got to high school, we didn't eat those. Nothing was okay. good. Not like
that's true. It wasn't good, but it was, you know.
LAUSD,
you had to find your favorites.
What used to hit in LAUSD was the coffee cakes in the morning. Was the donuts. The donuts would hit. The cookies. The chocolate chip cookies that they would make. Those used to hit.
Yes. Yeah, those are... It's funny. My high school, the nutrition center, like, where they would pre-bake a lot of the stuff that they had to send out to the other schools, was, like, right next to our school. So every morning, like, our school smelled like coffee cake and cookies. And because they were baking it all next door. It was... Oh, it was fire.
But y'all didn't have lunch tickets, huh?
No, we had a number, like a
lunch number,
a pin. Yeah, lunch number. Nah. Yeah,
we had tickets. You used to sell your ticket for a dollar, like, and that way you have some money to stop at 7-Eleven after school, get your hot Cheetos and your Pepsi Blue.
Pepsi Blue, that's nasty.
Pepsi Blue was good. It was bad, terrible for you, but it was good. It tasted great. It was terrible for you. What's another hot? You are full of food hot take.
Oh, tomatoes on a burger you don't need at all.
Well, yeah, you just said that one. And I was saying Carl's Jr., like, famous star, it's good with a tomato. It's good with lettuce and tomato.
But it don't good. Need it, though.
I mean, I guess not. I guess you could do without it.
Another hot take, hot dog, like a good hot dog, don't need nothing on it.
All right, now you tweaking, you wilding, you smoking.
Like, hear me out. A good, like, so a street dog, like, if you go to LA Live and you come out, you know, after the Laker game and you see the little cart, put everything on that. Give me, run me them peppers, run me that mayonnaise, that ketchup.
Yeah,
all of that. But, like, when you in the stadium and you get like a good ballpark hot dog or whatever, if you at Dodger Stadium, you get a good ballpark hot dog. Honestly, I prefer to eat those like bare, just the bun and that hot dog. Cause I like the taste of that hot dog and that bread combination. Like, I don't want a bunch of mustard clouding that up.
You tripping.
Cause that's not the style of hot dog.
I don't have anything to drink while I'm watching it. While I'm eating it.
That's when you got your soda.
No, you got your ketchup that you put on there because that washed it down.
You be drowning it.
No, I don't drown it. I just do like ballpark Franks and try to do a little squiggly line.
Now, what you eating your grits?
Butter, salt, and pepper, and cheese.
So you don't do the sweet grits?
I don't do sweet grits. I do sweet cream and wheat.
Oh, man. You should let me make you some sweet grits.
And I will not. I've had sweet grits. Man, I'm from Mississippi. It's not. I'm not a sweet grit person, and that explains because you are a sugar grit person. That explains every terrible food take you've talked about on
well,
this
listen,
episode.
Well, listen, I'm not. I'm so it's more complicated than that, Carl. There's layers. I'm not a sweet grits person. I'm an umami grits person, and let me explain.
You say truffle grits. I'm gonna jump through this computer.
Nah, if I ever said the words truffle grits, I will beat my own ass. No, the way I like my grits is sugar, not so much that they taste like dessert, but just enough to activate like the sweetness. You know what I'm saying? That and cheese, specifically American cheese.
Sugar and cheese? Kevin, stop the recording.
Carl,
are you for real?
I am telling you. It is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Our ancestors are rolling over in their graves. Sugar and cheese. First of all, what cheese are you putting on your grits?
American cheese.
Sugar and American cheese? Now, I'm not poo-pooing the American cheese because ain't nothing like a nice piece of unevenly cut government cheese.
American cheese is the best cheese ever. Like, It's versatile. It makes everything taste better. It's American cheese is amazing. But it's a reason why they don't put Gouda in Lunchables.
Sugar?
Yeah.
You know what I think gets, you know what cheese I think gets too much love?
What?
Swiss.
Oh, Swiss don't really taste like nothing.
That's why I don't like, because it has a very faint taste of something.
And now, I do upset. Like provolone, though.
Provolone hits. On a roast beef?
Yeah.
You know my or love for Jersey Mike's.
Or on a meatball, with, you know?
Yeah, like yeah. Provolone hits.
Yes.
And Pepper Jack.
Provolone is good. Pepper Jack is good,
you know,
too.
And I never really bought Pepper Jack until I went to Wine Country up in Sonoma. And Sonoma's like the Pepper Jack capital.
Capital of the world.
And you go into the wine stores. And you just be taking samples of Pepper Jack all over the place. And you're like, damn, this cheese is good. Why ain't nobody tell me how good this cheese is?
Let's see if I got any other hot takes.
You wildin'. I'll forgive every other take that you've had.
Carl.
But you are wildin' with American cheese
don't
and
knock
sugar.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm going to knock it. I am knocking the boots. I refuse. I am somebody's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. I am knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. I'm knocking on wood. I'm knocking. Mama said, knock you out. I'm knocking it.
I'd rather have pie than cake, but also cake is very good.
That's not.
Okay. The best kind of cake is funfetti.
That's not crazy.
Is that not? I think there's a lot of people who would say chocolate cake is the best.
Well, you know, I don't like chocolate, so I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. Funfetti cake, it hits better than anything in the world.
Yeah. You know, the only time I like chocolate cake? Old school style yellow cake with chocolate icing and some vanilla ice cream. I can get that.
That's good. I do like yellow cake with chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
I just don't want no chocolatey ass cake.
No, don't give me no rich, like, like a white lady in bed on a Friday night. Who's curled up with a good book.
Yeah. who's eating chocolate cake with white wine for some reason.
Yeah, because she's being bad. I'm being bad too. It's been a rough week at work. I'm going to take a bubble bath and get out and have me a nice big wedge of chocolate cake.
While she watches Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Ooh, contemplates texting her dick appointment. But it's not like a dick appointment like you up. It's like,
yeah, no, it's like
she texts his name is Wallace. She texts Wallace, hey mister.
or it's like some really like it's some shit like, so I saw your sister got engaged.
Yeah.
You know, like some shit like that.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Can I stop some shit by? Like
whose shoes are your bed under, or whose bed are your shoes under tonight? Yeah. Some shit like that.
Well, I'm in the area. If I
just, yeah, actually, I'm just leaving a business dinner at the the Morton's downtown.
The restaurant gave me a bottle of wine. I'd love to share it with you.
Yeah, I had a meeting with one of the shareholders. He gave me a bottle of wine. If you're interested,
he gave me a bottle of wine for closing the Nicholson account.
Yeah,
I'd love to share it with you if you are available.
Look at our business knowledge.
I don't know if we should. It's been so long. You texted him, huh?
Yeah. You think that little redhead that I see you with on Instagram would be okay with that?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're not together anymore.
Yeah. And then once you hit her with that, it's the JJ Jackson.
Yeah.
Cue it up. Bow,
bow. Because she has to go in the bathroom and shave her legs. But like a completely uncomfortable way, like sticking out of the tub, and it's this whole 10-minute scenario is a commercial for a Secret. I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire.
Yeah, like who shaves their legs hanging out the tub like that? You got to do a crunch to shave your leg.
Leg completely in the air like this. I can't even do it.
Yeah, you got to get your core strength up.
I'm your Venus. And then he pulls up in the cab. Keep the change. He says to the cab driver,
It's a cab.
keeps the change. It rings her New York style doorbell. She's rushing, and then it turns into an Herbal Essence commercial where she like washes her hair, and it's like all fluffy at this point. Like, how long have y'all had?
And then she in the mirror doing her lipstick, like with their hair and that weird, like white people hair tower. That
yeah, in a towel.
She's like this. It's a Rev, it's a Revlon commercial
and,
now.
Yeah, yeah. And then she hears the. She goes over and buzzes him in. And then as soon as he pulls up, she's in like a full ball gown. It's like, hey, what? You just got out the tub
with the Jessica Rabbit swoop. Like yeah. This.
You just got out of the tub.
You didn't blow dry your hair.
May I come in? He still says that.
Right. You've already been through the lobby, been in the elevator.
Yeah. May I come in? And he looks like 1996 Pierce Brosnan.
From the Pelican Brief.
Yeah.
He's got one of them long, like, white lawyer overcoats. It's like a suit jacket up top, but it go all the way down to your ankles.
Because it's raining outside, but he's not wet.
He has no umbrella either.
Yeah.
He got a briefcase.
Yeah. Yeah, he just got his briefcase in one arm above his head. Oh. It's like all this for a dick appointment. It's classy ass dick appointment.
All of that, and they still sleep in the bed at 9:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to be on the Upper East Side tomorrow morning. I should probably get some shut eye.
Yeah.
What?
Man, and the sheet, the silk sheet is at his waist, and she's holding it like right above her titty.
Like, who is she being modest for?
We shouldn't have done that.
He gets up in the morning, and he yawning. She's up wearing his shirt.
Hey, mister. Would you want some breakfast? And you know what she's eating for breakfast? Some of that bullshit that you be eating. Some truffle grits.
Oh, that's funny. No, she's eating. She's eating like a slice of honeydew.
Yeah.
And he gets out of bed, and he puts his suit pants on, and he grabs an apple.
Yeah. Ooh, and he only takes one bite and goes, "I gotta run," and puts it on the counter.
And she's already made coffee, so he just grabs the cup that's waiting for him. All right, so I'll call you soon.
Yeah.
What? You just gonna leave with her mug?
I should have done that.
We shouldn't have done this.
She calls her friend. Rachel, you'll never guess.
She's like, make it quick, I'm at Saks. And she's getting sized by the tailor.
Hold on, I'm putting the other girls on three-way. And then it becomes a rip-off of Sex and the City. Yeah. Hang on. Right.
Catherine's always having her late night hijinks. She's talking. Yeah.
Oh, right, I gotta go.
All right.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.